these kids is, you know, they going through it. They got to grow up too fast. And a lot of it ain't their fault. You know, you asked to do shit before you supposed to. You'd be a little crazy. Like, my kids ain't going to know shit about life until they 16, 17. Like, because I want them to be kids. I don't want them to know shit too fast. But nowadays, it's hard not to do that shit. You know what I mean? And then, like, the teachers is different now, too. Like, teachers are too fucking cool. Some of y'all, like, look too good now. Like, I don't remember fine teachers. Like, they're like now, like, the teachers are fine as hell. Like, I got friends as teachers, and they bad. I'm like, I don't remember this shit. I remember teachers used to be like the weirdest people you ever saw. Look at all these weird motherfuckers. You saw a nigga named Mr. Milton with his chest hair showing. I don't have that shit no more. These new teachers is fucking for real. They like regular people. Our teachers was weirdos when I was growing up. Like, I had a teacher at Crane, man. His name was Mr. Humphrey. Crazy. This dude didn't care. He was insane. He was a cross between Little Richard and a thug. And he used to use this one big word. To this day, I don't understand what he meant. He used to walk out there, "How y'all doing? All you little boys and little girls, stop making all that residuous noise." What the fuck is residuous? Residuous noise! All you little bitty boys and little bitty girls. He one of them old school teachers that used to roast you. Now these teachers don't roast you, you know what I mean? Them old teachers used to roast the shit out of your ass. And you don't even have to do nothing. Like, I mean, one time my friend raised his hand, "I got a question." No, you don't have a question, because you are a lie and your breath stink. You are a lie and your breath stink. What are the resilient breath stinking? Why did you brush your teeth, little boy? Why didn't you brush your teeth? This is only first period. We haven't even had lunch yet. We haven't even had lunch yet. With all that residuous hellaciousness. What the heck is hellaciousness? He was an asshole. That boy went home crying. He roasted anybody. See, that's what the hood rats need. They need Mr. Hump. Like, they couldn't be talking that shit to him. He'll roast the shit out their head. Like, that could have been a hood rat boyfriend. She like, "Mr. Humphrey, you bogus as hell. Don't be talking about my baby daddy like that. Get your little curl having ass out of here. Get your little I'll be sure curl. Who you talking to? Little bitty girl. With all that resilience ratchetness. You are too old to be having balls in the back of your socks. You are too old to be wearing balls in the back of your socks. With all that resilience back of the ball sock wearing. You don't know me, I give money. Look at this fur coat, a bitch get paid. Oh, that ain't no real fur. Your coat is made out of flow hair, that is flow hair. With all that resilience barbershop hairing on your back. Your back itches to be damned. Your back itches to be damned. With all that resilience back itching. You're making me itch, little bitch. You're making me itch.
Who do we report this to?
All the residuous. She try to bring her mama up to the school. Because hood rat mamas be just as old. They be old too with it. Let me talk to you real quick, sir. She put on her best Easter suit jacket for a parent-teacher conference. Let me holler at you, sir. Let me say this to you real quickly. You're not gonna be talking to my daughter like that. She gonna say you. She gonna say you said she got on a flow hair coat. I will have you know that's baby fat finest I bought her. So you don't know what we doing with our life. You are a bad parent. You are a recidiously terrible parent. Damn. Old teachers didn't give a damn. They checked everybody. Look at y'all laughing. That's real. I've been extremely happy, man, because things have been great. I think you got to give yourself a chance to be sad, be hurt. So what? We human. shit happens, man. Be hurt. Don't be holding that shit in. All the people who hold that shit in, them the craziest people you'll ever meet. You all, that's what, everybody got that one cousin with his chest out all the time. That's the nigga been holding his shit in forever. I only like seeing that nigga at a funeral, nigga. He be at the care, his mama died, he be like he about to steal in the whole family. Like, God damn, nigga. Would you cry? Mama! You start picking up niggas. Put me down, Frank. No, fuck that. Mama! Would you cry? That nigga wife be quiet as hell. She don't say shit. That crazy emotional nigga, his family, his whole family be quiet. Nobody say shit. You be trying to talk to the kids, they just look at you like this. You don't want nothing to eat? They look at his swole ass. No, they can eat. You make them a plate. But only one wing. Y'all laughing, man. It's some crazy-ass people in your family. Like, you always got that one dope in your family that your grandmama still believe in. Everybody, we been having meetings about this nigga. He come in and talk shit. Mama ain't gonna ever kick me out, so y'all can stop all that meeting shit. Y'all can stop all that meeting shit. Mama ain't gonna never kick me out. I ain't going nowhere. Mama ain't gonna never let me go. Y'all can meet all y'all want. Got a new hype girlfriend and shit every fucking year. She be trying to impress the family and shit. She got an old ass 227 fucking dress on. Got that long ass purse, that shit, that purse with the long ass strap.
Hey, I'm Charmaine. How y'all doing? Y'all good? Now this that Joan Collins perfume. I don't care about the fucking other. Old ass perfume.
She done put on her Joan Collins perfume. My mama kept it 100 with me, man. You know, especially me, because I was the oldest and I wore glasses. So like I had to get like glasses for like a family that don't have much. That's a big deal, especially if it's on her insurance. She get mad, goddamn, we gotta waste the fucking insurance on your blind ass glasses. Cause you wanna sit in front of the TV. You better not lose them glasses because she don't have that backup shit. I lost my glasses one day because, you know, kids are assholes. I took them off for 1 second and somebody, like, they was teasing me. Hey, y'all, look at me on Lil Rel. Started doing that type of shit. And then somebody just threw them. So I had to come home without my glasses and I tried to, like, sneak in. And she's like, oh, wait a minute. There's something different about you. Then she noticed. Where they at? Trying to play it out. Mom, what you talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Where are they at? We can't afford backups. So let me tell you something. Look, we're going to get you some more frames, but then we're going to go back to no list crafters. We're going to Walgreens.
What?
I'm 10 years old. She'd have got me these old-ass reading glasses. I'm in school whole fourth grade with a headache. This kid signed their name at my desk in my big-ass glasses and shit. No, I ain't the sub. Get the fuck away from me. I'm gonna take like 800 more selfies naked after this. With my regular body, I don't care. You can't tell me nothing in this outfit. I don't give a fuck what y'all got on. This is a sick man finest outfit. You know, I went on the west side about this outfit. West side Chicago. The sick man, you know, because you know, you gotta go to the ghetto, good ghetto malls to get stuff, you know what I mean? All you gotta do is go on the strip on the west side of Chicago. I'm gonna put the world on game. You ever visit Chicago,
Go to the west side and visit this strip, okay? It's this number of clothing stores. It's a bunch of dudes with a stick outside the store, chilling. It's a stick man. He ain't doing nothing but hollering at females, and he think he your stylist. Like he saw me, oh, I know what you looking for. Come here, I know what the fuck you want, hold on. I know what you want, you look real, ain't it? I know what you want. You want a little leather, don't you? You need some little leather. You need some shiny pants. We got any more shiny pants? Hey, hop in! Hop in, we got any more shiny pants in the 34, 32? Oh, little waist-ass nigga. Them niggas will pick out an outfit and roast you at the same time. Oh, little head-ass nigga in this shirt. Oh, little body-ass boy. I'm like, damn, man. How you gonna roast me and pick out my outfit? Little body-ass. I ain't feel good of you in Chicago, man. I've been trying to do like, you know, stuff because I'm back home just to feel it, but then you be like, nah, maybe I shouldn't do that. Like I end up getting on a bus. I feel like reminiscing one day. Like, you know, I'm gonna reminisce. I'm gonna ride the Jackson bus and just think about life. That reminiscing lasted 2 stops. I was reminiscing for 2 stops, and then I saw the high school kids get on, like, God damn. Oh, no, I did it again. No. It is about to happen. They don't give a damn. Boy, these little 15, 16-year-olds, boy, they'll roast the shit out your ass. Like, they was having a freestyle battle on the bus, and I was the punchline. I didn't even know. I was in there rocking with their ass and shit. I was like, you ain't shit. Like, dude, right there. I'm like, what? Me? Damn, fam, why you do that? But, what you mean, me? You don't know my life. I'm doing good. You ain't shit. Like, buddy, right there. Like, buddy. Start grabbing my clothes and shit. I'm scary. I be trying to go back and forth with them. Only people that try to stay, there's always that one old black man who can't take it no more. This nigga a garbage man. He been at work all day. You know, he can't take that shit. Get up and everything, hey, man. Could y'all cut that shit up real quick? The nigga trying to listen to his Walkman. He got a Walkman still. Come on, I got my playlist on my tapes. Could y'all cut that shit out? I want to hear all that Chief Keef bullshit. Little ugly motherfuckers. They turn around, they just get the roast in his ass. He just looks straight ahead. Yo, dirty ass. You dirty as hell, fam. Old as hell, working like a mother. You struggling, y'all. You on a bus? You like 60 years old. You don't know my fucking life. My wife took everything, nigga. You lonely as hell, your old lonely ass nigga. Nigga lips start shaking and shit. I lose phones a lot. I keep losing phones. Like, I hate they start making a hip clip. I need that shit. The hip clip don't exist. The hip clip is only for hip clip phones. You can't put these newly shaped phones in hip clips, but I need a hip clip because I keep losing my shit. Like in those cabs, like them motherfuckers be falling out. So I lost my phone recently and I was out with one of the homies. We went to something called a Freedom Party. New York parties be weird. It start out regular, then there's just a lot of weird drinking and fireballs. And next thing you know, you're at home. So I get home and I can see I don't have my other phone. I keep 2 phones because of that. I'm like, damn, I lost my other phone. So the first thing I do is I call T-Mobile. That's who I'm fucking with. Yeah, let me tell you what these motherfuckers did. So I call T-Mobile because I lose phones so much, I got a backup phone and I got a backup SIM card just in case this shit happened. So I called them to activate the other phone. And the lady was like, well, sorry, we can't do that over the phone because we need to see your ID, but you can do it online or go into a store. I'm like, well, if I could do it online, because I can't show a computer my fucking ID, you should be able to ask me some questions, right? Some personal questions, I answer, and then you do this shit. Yeah, but policy says, I say, look here, fam, I don't give a fuck about your policy, so I need my motherfucking phone, that's my business phone, for real, you know what I'm saying? Activate this shit. This lady had a nerve to tell me, you need to be more professional, sir. I'm like, bitch, I don't work here. I don't give a fuck. I'm a customer. Who the fuck you talking to be more professional? So I hang up the phone. I ain't have a rotary phone, but I hung up. But that's still the hang up, even though they don't do that no more. Still the symbol for hanging up.
No, so I get off the phone with her, and then I get a weird call when I get back on set or whatever. I'm on set, and I get a call, like, hello, because I've been calling the phone, my other phone, the whole time, because he figured out maybe this person even know this person, this is who it is. So I pick up the phone, like, hello, hello. I'm like, hey, what's up? Oh, wait a minute, you the cab driver last night? Yes. But wait, before you say anything, I have some things I have to get off my chest. I don't remember what happened. Like, hey, man, whatever, what you want to talk about? He's like, first of all, you are one of the meanest customers I've ever had in my life. I'm like, damn, what did I say to him? Because like, he was like, look here, what you said last night hurt me very deeply. I'm like, damn, what the fuck did I do? So I'm like, look, I'm saying, I'm sorry about that, man. I give you what, look here, these are my terms. So he acting like my phone a hostage now. These are my terms. I would like you to pay me the fare you owe me and double that because you never paid me last night. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't pay you neither? He's like, no, you didn't. You did not give me one single dime. You just walked out, said, fuck you, fam, and went upstairs. That sound like me. I couldn't even deny that. Like, all right, my bad. So the whole day, right, I'm on set. I'm telling her, I said, I don't rap until like 9 o'clock. You know, he keep calling me. He's like, hello, are you rapped yet? Just checking on you. It got weirder and weirder. So I'm like, well, just meet me at my crib where you drop me off at. I got you. So he meet me over there. And it's so funny. I thought he was going to be mad about everything. He got like even weirder. He showed up like, hello, hey, hello, how you doing? Okay, I just want to talk real quick. It's no big deal. This is what you discuss something really fast. Like what? First of all, what you said last night changed my life. I'm like, what the fuck did I say to this dude? At first, I could not sleep all last night, tossing and turning. You told me to get my shit together. He said, why do you smell like that? I'm like, I said that shit. I didn't say that to you. So yes, you did. I took a shower this morning for the first time. All my customers for today were so happy. So because of that, I extend my friendship to you. I said, man, I'm not going to be your fucking friend. That's it. Ain't no punchline. That's what happened. That was a real conversation. Church ain't like it used to be. I don't even have full choirs no more. They just got music groups. Like, it's a real auditions now. I grew up in the 80s. Anybody could join a choir. That hype-ass cousin I was talking about, he be in the choir. Don't wait till the bell over. Mama, I joined. Don't wait till the bell over. My mama sang in the choir. I used to make my mama sing tenor because she... It's a lie to her, too. You an alto. No, wait a minute. Ain't no other women in this back bench. I'm up here with Brother Melvin, Brother Johnny. You ain't gonna fool me. Don't wait till the battle. My mama was dope, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's probably why I'm where I'm at, because she was hard, both of my parents, my mother and father. Like, it's crazy when you grow up in a two-parent home and other people didn't. They don't ever want you to complain about it, especially your little boy out somebody with the chest. He'd be really mad. But you should be happy, fam. Your mama and your daddy coming to your graduation? I don't know who coming. I'm 13. I bought my own outfit by myself. My own balloons. I about all my own grinding, and you complaining? You complaining? Bro, my parents was dope. And my father, he fooled us for years. You know, I thought he was a doctor when he was growing up. One day I got old enough to read for real, and I saw a certified nurse's assistant diploma. Oh, this nigga been lying for years. God damn. He really had us fooled. He used to come home with a stethoscope, charts, and shit. He had the little light on his head. He dressed like a soap opera doctor. Come on. And the kids used to roast me because I used to go over to school bragging like, my daddy a doctor. Man, your daddy no motherfucking doctor. If he was a doctor, why he riding the bike to work every night? Nigga riding the bike every night. Ain't no goddamn doctor. A doctor named Bebe? That's his daddy nickname. My father was a man, he's a real man though. He wasn't no punk. I respect his toughness, you know. Even though some of his stories to this day, I don't believe all of them because he be overly exaggerate that shit. But he always would come home like he like got into it with somebody that he just tell, like he be telling off people you don't just tell off. And one day he came up like, man, I told my boss to shut the fuck up last night. What? You still got a job? You goddamn right I got a job. She said, you right, I will shut the fuck up. I'm like, what? Get the fuck out of here, man. Get out of here, Dad. I mean, one time I got robbed, right? I got robbed. And this dude tried to tell the story, right? I got robbed, right? Me. I came in crying like, I just got robbed. I said, let me tell you, so you better hold those tears. Okay, I've been robbed before, too. One time this motherfucker was like, let me get your wallet. I said, no, nigga, give me the gun. Like, what? The fuck? He said, matter of fact, I grabbed the gun, broke it in half, put it back together, and robbed him. And that's how we have it Christmas. Like, what? Can't be true. You telling me you He-Man now, huh? Okay. Then my mom was dope because she used to like, you know, she used to put like the bills with our grades. So like, that's a lot of pressure, man. When you think you get a bad grade, somebody get cut off. I came in with a D one time, like, oh, so you getting D's and shit. My mama smokes, so you know they about to cut the lights off. I'm like, cause of my D? Hell yeah, cause of your D. You gonna make a payment arrangement. I'm 8 years old making a payment arrangement, I'm nervous as hell. Hello, I would like to make a payment arrangement. Tell them why. Because I got a D in social studies. Tell them the whole story. Because I didn't know the difference between Africa and America. Live in New York City. Well, I be, that's crazy living. I got, like I just bought these chains recently because got my chains in the Bronx. I'm not making this up. It's really high. I really got what I deserve. Cause you know, when you're from here, man, we tend to think nobody's scared of us. I look like a nerd. Like I still be walking around like, I don't care, fam. You know where I'm from, Joe, all my life, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Care about all that New York shit don't mean nothing to me, Joe. Them dudes be doing specific things to you in New York. He didn't even pull out a gun or nothing. It was funny cause I didn't even believe what he wanted. Cause he said that shit all corny. Like, yo, B, what's up with them jewels? I'm like, get your clink, and then he did it and ran. Thickest thumbs I've ever seen. Took that shit up and ran. And it happened so fast, I chased him a little bit, you know what I mean? I thought about it, what the fuck am I doing? I'm chasing him over them damn chains. New Yorkers are crazy. I be getting into some crazy situations. Not even just New York. Like New York cab drivers are crazy, right? I have my situations I've had with them. But I've had mine with Chicago, too, man. Like, you know, like, I'll tell you the craziest cab story. Like, on my birthday one year, I got into it with this little short Asian cab driver. It was my birthday, right? And what I used to do is, because I used to stay in the South Suburbs, if I party downtown, I would, you know, grab a cab driver. I'll go to, you know, Greektown, give me some food, you know, that good after-hour spot food, you know what I mean? And then I'll find a cab driver. I tell him, turn off the meter. I give you $100, take me home, right? Now, this is when I lived in Harvey, right? Harvey, Illinois. You know, it's... Wow, don't cheer for that. Please, anybody in the world watching this, do not move to Harvey, Illinois. It's not a real suburb. I don't know what it is. It's like The Wire, but one small neighborhood. Straight up. It's not a good place. Please don't visit. But look, so I told him to cut the meter off. I said, I'll give you $100. She's like, okay, that's fine. I got your whatever, you know? So we start getting close to Harvey, see, because I guess he thought I really was coming to a nice suburb. And this is a little Asian dude, so I remember hearing him sing. Well, I said, oh, wait a minute, this is a... Where's the Harvey? I thought it said something else. Harvey. Oh, you live at Harvey, you know? So... Now, let me describe, yeah, this is what my night been before I even get to the house. You know, this is my birthday, so I had a birthday outfit on. I have my white Blair Underwood and set it off pea coat, you know what I mean? That pea coat Blair Underwood had it on, set it off. He had that banker pea coat. I bought me one of those for my birthday. You could tell me shit, you know what I mean? So I had this all white pea coat on, and God, I can't believe I'm telling y'all this. We get to the house, right? And he stops. He's like, look here, give me 115 now. I'm like, no, I ain't giving you shit. I told you $100, fam. I'm not giving you more, no $15 more. Even if I had, I'm not giving it to you. No, why ain't you didn't say nothing about this? Some kids still out here. It's all types of stuff. It's just crazy. That restaurant is closed, but the light's still on. Like, you know? The border up, but the light, the sign. Hey, look, man, I ain't giving you extra shit. That's what you asking me. I ain't giving you shit now. How about that? So I get out the cab and he meet me. He meet me around the front. Little short agent dude, he starts standing like this. So I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Come on. You gonna really try to do some karate shit? So I'm like, this gonna be the best birthday ever. I get to whoop, beat the shit out of somebody in my all white pea coat. I was so cocky, I kept the pea coat on. Okay, what? So I go to rush him, right? I'm gonna tackle this little motherfucker. So I'll run at him full speed. And you know, you watch these movies. And you don't think that karate shit real, but. So I'm running full speed. And he gave me a roundhouse, right? Like it happened so fucking fast. Like the impact was perfect, because it knocked me to the, this is Harvey, so ain't no grass, it's all mud and dirt. So he didn't kick me. I done fell out of this mud, in this mud and dirt. I'm on the ground just fucked up. Damn, he did roundhouse me real quick. He didn't even knock my glasses off like he wanted me to see all this shit. Like, damn, he perfectly kicked me in between my face. So I get up like, hey, fam, oh. Shit, you lucky as hell, Joe, that lucky ass kick. Got that lucky ass kick in. I'm finna steal on your ass. So I go to steal on him, and he did like some old, I can't even describe, I go to shoot, he blocked it, and then he gave me like 8 knee shots. And he tripped the shit out of me. And it made my ankle do a little weird thing with his thumb. So I'm on the ground fucked up, he talking shit, talking, what am I at? I want that mic now, I hurt you more. You want me hurt more? You little skinny ass shoes next to my face and shit. So he just go in my pockets, he take whatever he took out, he speed the fuck off, he drive weird and crazy shit. So I get up, I start crawling to the door. And at the time, my old manager stayed downstairs, right? So I'm ringing the door, but he come out there, hey, yo. Oh shit, B, what happened, man? They just jumped on you, Finn? I'm like, no, this little Asian cab driver, on some dirty shit fucked me up, you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, the 115, nigga? Gotta give him that 115, man. You've been out here karate kicking everybody's ass.